Every human being has two enemies. One is shaitan and one is the nafs. One is external, one is internal. So today we want to expound on the nafs in a bit more detail. Because all the mashayikh, they warn us about our nafs. And the Quran Sharif and the Hadith Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is full of ahadith and ayat kareema and ahadith mubarakah that refer to the nafs and the subjugation of the nafs that is found in many, many nusus, that is found in very many, many ayats of the Quran, found in many, many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For example, one riwayat came in Mishkat Sharif, and Abdullah bin Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala anhu قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به. Very, very beautiful hadith, important hadith, imperative hadith. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم says, does not bring iman any one of you until his desires become subjugated to what I have brought. What I have brought, the Quran and the Sunnah and the Sharia, that is asal. And the desires and the carnal desires of a human being has to become tabi' of Quran and Hadith and Sharia. That means for our iman to become kamil, no person's iman can become kamil until he makes ittiba' of the Sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi, under this hadith, he made the shrih that this hadith can either be referring to nifaq, hypocrisy. If a person doesn't believe in what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has brought, only outward he's showing as if he believes and inside he doesn't believe, then that will be considered as hypocrisy. That means such a person is not a believer. He's only looking like a believer, he's resembling a believer, but in reality he's not a believer. He doesn't believe in the ta'aleem of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You see? Now, whatever his reason could be, that we're not worried about that. The fact that he doesn't believe in it, he's out of the fold of Islam. And one is a person does believe in it. وَقِيلَ أَرْمَرَادُ بِهِ نَفْيُ الْكَمَالِ أَيْ لَا يَكْمُلُ إِيمَانُ أَحَدِكُمْ حَتَّى يَكُونَ مَيْلُ نَفْسِهِ أَيْ مَا تَشْتَهِيهِ تَبْعًا لِمَا جِئْتُ بِهِ عَنِ الْأَحْكَامِ الشَّرْعِيَةِ. No, he believes in everything, but the weakness, he has weakness. Instead of following the law of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the law of the Sharia, he is succumbing to his nafs. So such a person is not a munafiq, but he is deficient in his iman. Doesn't have kamil iman as yet. Doesn't have kamil iman. Because لِأَنَّ هَوَاهُ Because if he had kamil iman, then he would ishtaghala biha li shar'iyyatiha. He should get involved in what the Shariat says, not what his nafs says, not what his desires wants. And if a person can do like that, he can make mukhalifat of his Shariat and ijtanaba hawahu and save himself from his desires. Fahina izin yakunu mu'minan kamilan. That's the point that he becomes a kamil mu'min. So you have the Sharia, you have your desire. Now, which one do we follow? Sharia or follow the desire? You see? That's the litmus test. That's the litmus test. That's the test which will give us our answer, whether our iman is kamil or our iman is naqis. Iman, we're going to Allah Ta'ala with perfect iman, or we're going to Allah Ta'ala with naqis iman. The first surah of nifaq, that is to do with the i'tiqad. And the second surah wherein that we are weak in our amal, that is to do with amal. You see? So there are two things, two components. One is shariat and one is following of the nas. There's a contradiction between them, two opposites. There's tazad between sharia and hawa'i nafs. That's why Hazrat Sayyid Shah Wasirullah, rahmatullahi alayhi, جو شخص نفس کا بندہ ہے وہ اللہ کا بندہ نہیں ہے. جو شخص نفس کا بندہ ہے, is a servant of his nafs, is not the servant of Allah. اور جو شخص شریعت کا مطیع ہے, and that person who is obedient to the laws of Allah Ta'ala, وہ شخص نفس کا بندہ کبھی نہیں بن سکتا, وہ اللہ کا بندہ ہے. That person that's subservient to the laws of Allah Ta'ala, he's not a banda of his nafs, he's a banda of Allah Ta'ala. And generally when haq is brought in front of a person, haq, what stops a person from accepting haq? What is the mani' from accepting haq? The one of the main reasons why we don't accept an haq is because of our nafs and ittiba'i hawa. Because the nafs will not accept haq. Only what I say is right, anybody else says is not right. So that is mani' and qubul al-haq. One thing is glaring, this is haq, that's batil. And you know it, this is haq, that's batil. But you won't accept it. Won't accept it. One waqia comes to mind. My ustad Hazrat Mawlana Zulfiqar Sahab, rahmatullah alayhi, one day I went to meet him. Now he knew I was khadim of Mawlana Abras rahmatullah alayhi. After Mawlana Abras rahmatullah alayhi passed away, so I went to meet him. So he said, one day, Mawlana Abras rahmatullah alayhi, I won't tell you what was the incident referring to, but one day, kuch garma garmi ho gayi. Between Mawlana Abras rahmatullah alayhi and Hazrat Mawlana Zulfiqar Sahab. Ye bhi sayyid, wo bhi sayyid. Mawlana Abras rahmatullah alayhi is also sayyid. Mawlana Zulfiqar Sahab rahmatullah alayhi also sayyid. Now what was the discussion and what Mawlana ne kuch sakht alfaz keh diya, Mawlana Abras Sahab got a little bit heated. Normally he should tell us that when the sugar goes high, the tempo also goes. You see, the sugar is all related to the sugar. So sometimes, so it was something. I won't go into the details of what was that about, but I do know, but I won't tell you. So, some kuch tutu meme. So, tutu meme ho gayi. So, but he said something heats or something. He got a bit heated. Then he went away home. Mawzvika Sahab went away to his house. He says, I'm doper ka waqt tha. Now in the heat of the day, middle of the day, somebody, Mawzvika says, knocking at my door. He's knocking on my door. In the heat of the day. So I opened the door. I saw Mawlana Abras Sahab Rahmatullah standing with 2 taropas there. Coconuts. He's standing with taropas in his hand. He brought to give me a gift. See, he told me some harsh words. And then he must have went home and realized. I shouldn't have said what I said. Or I was too harsh in my tone or something like that. That realization. Now these people had their nafs, was their nafs meant nothing to them. That, you know, for me to go and ask for mafia and make myself small, and go to Mawzvika. In the middle of the day, Mawabras rahmatullah Ali took those coconuts and he knocked the door of Hazrat Mawzvika Sahab. He came to give him. This is what you call ulama-i Rabbani. When they kill the nafs, they do something, they tell them, no problem, make me mafia. I made a slip. Now maybe not even his fault also, Mawlana Abras' fault, but he just, it must have been poking his heart. I shouldn't have said what I said. Came. So that was his way of seeking forgiveness from Mawlana Abras. Mawlana Abras. And then he used to go every year in the madrasa to every ustad and tell the ustad, you know, during the course of the year, I could have caused you taklif, make me maaf. Hazrat Mawlana Abras. You should go to every sweeper of the madrasa and tell the person, during the course of the year, I could have caused you taklif, make me maaf. Where you'll get ulama like that today? These people have succumbed. They have ate their pride up. There's no pride left. There's no nafsaniyat left. It's only the azmat of Allah in the heart. Nothing else besides the azmat of Allah Ta'ala. You don't get ulama like that anymore. Those are kabir ulama. Allahu Akbar. Today we don't want to accept the haq because the nafs is mani'. Shah Rasulullah rahmatullahi. Nafs is stopping us from accepting what is true. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, there's so many ayats, أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. Don't you see that person? He made his khuda, his nafs, his hawa, his desire, he became his khuda. وَأَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ. And what's the consequence? وَخَتَمَ عَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِ وَقَلْبِهِ وَجَعَلَ عَلَىٰ بَصَرِهِ غِشَاوَةً. Allah closed the doors of hidayat for him. That person that makes his nafs, his khuda, Allah Ta'ala will close the doors, close his faculties, his ears, his eyes, his heart. Nothing penetrates inside thereafter. سَخْتُ وَعِيدِ النَّحَدِثِ. So instead of being Abdullah, now he's Abdul Nafs, Abdul Hawa. He's no more Abdullah anymore. No more the servant of Allah Ta'ala. He's the servant of his nafs, he's the servant of his desires. So Allah Ta'ala says in so many ayahs of the Quran Kareem, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَىٰ. You control your nafs, you'll get jannat. Simple. If you fear one day I have to stand in front of Allah Ta'ala, let me bring a little bit control in my life. Control my faculties, control what I do. See if it's in line with the laws of Allah Ta'ala. Will this bring Allah's happiness? Will Allah's displeasure? Start controlling. Allah will give jannat. Otherwise, the sakht wa'id in the hadith. See, what ta'aleem did Allah Ta'ala give to Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam? Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, Ya Dawood, inna ja'alnaka khalifatan fil ard. O Dawood, I have made you my khalifa in the earth, my vicegerent. فَحْكُمْ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ بِالْحَقِّ. And judgment you should make in accordance with haqq. وَلَا تَتَّبِعِ الْهَوَىٰ. Don't follow desire. Don't follow desire for يُضِلُّكَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. That will take you away from the straight path. If you follow desire, you're going off the straight path. ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاكَ عَلَىٰ شَرِيعَةٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْرِ فَاتَّبِعْهَا. Then I'm going to give you a path, a sharia. You must follow that sharia. وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. And don't follow the desires of those people that don't know. Now you're trying to appease them. Now you are fiddling with the laws of Allah Ta'ala, the laws of the sharia, just to appease these people. Don't ever do that. Allah Ta'ala is telling Dawood alayhi salam in the Quran. Don't ever do that. Worry about the hawa and the desire of these people. Then now when it comes to Allah's tariqah, Allah's sharia, that is second now. The hawa of the people, appeasement, that's first. Don't ever do that. Allah Ta'ala is telling Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. This is a very, very big, strong ayat of the Quran Kareem. Great ta'aleem comes out from here. You see, our nafs has to be tabi of our aqal. And our aqal has to be tabi of the shariat. Now what we have done is we've made it upside down. Instead of the nafs being tabi of the shariat, now we went to make the shariat tabi of the nafs and our aqal. That's where the problem lies. And then we start, Hazrat Shah Wasilla rahmatullahi says, then the ayat-e-kareema, we start making wrong tafsirs also. Just to appease the nafs. The tafsir of the Quran-e-kareem, the ayat saying something, now the way we will make bayan of that ayat, we'll take it out from its context also. Because we have an agenda. We start playing around with the laws of Allah Ta'ala. That's just because we want to appease Ahle Hawa. And Hazrat Mufti Ibrahim Salih Sahib on Sunday in his bayan, he said something that stirred me up actually. He said, those people that disfigure the laws of Allah Ta'ala and the deen of Allah Ta'ala, Allah will disfigure them in the qabr. He says, I fear that Allah Ta'ala may disfigure them in the qabr. Allah Ta'ala save us. Allah Ta'ala save us. Because of hawa, we don't follow Quran, we don't follow the sunnat, we don't follow the sirat and the sunnat and the tariq and the ittiba of our mashayikh. We don't do all that. We left everything one side. That is why in one kitab, Allama Shatibi rahmatullah alayh, in his kitab called Kitabul I'tisam, he says that, one ibarat has come there, is that al-maqsadu shar'i min wadhi shari'a ikhrajul mukallaf an da'iyati hawahu حتى يكون عبدا لله اختيارا كما هو عبد الله اضطرارا. He says when a person starts making his nafs under control, then he will follow Allah Ta'ala's laws not only because he's forced to follow Allah Ta'ala's laws. He will follow Allah Ta'ala's laws out of his own willful happiness and his own choice. Out of your own choice. Not because you are being forced by Allah Ta'ala. You're doing it voluntarily. You're doing out of your own happiness. And he says, he brings one poem. He says, تَرَكْتُ لِلْخَلْقِ دُنْيَاهُمْ وَدِينَهُمْ. I've left the makhluk. I've connected with the Khaliq. تَرَكْتُ لِلْخَلْقِ دُنْيَاهُمْ وَدِينَهُمْ شَغْلًا بِحُبِّكَ يَا دِينِي وَدُنْيَايَ شَغْلًا بِحُبِّكَ يَا دِينِي وَدُنْيَايَ. Allah, I've made my deen for you also, I've made my dunya for you also. I've moved away from the makhluk. Now, a lot of times, we don't understand. See, there's three aspects. One is our ruh, one is our jism, and one is our nafs. These three things, right, make up a human being. These three things make up a human being: his jism, his physical, sorry, but his body, then his ruh, and then his nafs. Now, what is the haqiqat of the ruh? You see, ruh is latif. It's very light. The ruh is very, very light. It's very latif. And on the body of a human being, that is kathif. That is dense. The body is dense and the ruh is very light. That's why when you sleep away also, a portion of our ruh, it leaves our body. Because so light, it can just go upwards. So a portion stays in the body. We're not dead. But a portion of the ruh also leaves the body. That's why you don't know 100% what's going on when you are fast asleep. So the ruh has latafat in it. And your body, it has kasafat in it. And the nafs is in between that latafat and kasafat. So it can take latafat also the nafs, and it can take kasafat also the nafs. It just depends which way you want to move your nafs. The nafs can either can become, go towards the ruh, be inclined towards the ruh, latafat comes to the nafs, and then that is a very good nafs. And then you get that other one that is going towards jismaniyat and going to your hawa, that is the bad nafs. So ruh also, I said that the nafs also, it can also be it's not fixed into one position. The nafs, it depends how much effort we make on the nafs. That's why Allah Ta'ala took a qasam. وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا. Today the Qari Sahib in the namaz, in the Isha namaz, read one ayat. وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا. That person that fixes his nafs, he rectifies his nafs. Allah Ta'ala is taking qasam of that, because the nafs is something that you can't rectify it. And if we don't rectify our nafs, what's going to happen to us? Listen to this poem. Nunul hawani minal hawa masruqatun. Nunul hawani minal hawa masruqatun. Fasari'u kulli hawan. Sari'u hawan. Sari'u hawan. Hawan. Fasari'u kulli hawan. Sari'u hawan. Now you see these two words. One is hawa and one is hawan. So the word hawan has one extra letter. Otherwise all the other letters are the same. The only letter that is extra between the word hawa and hawan is the noon. That's why he's saying noonul hawani minal hawan minal hawa masruqatun. So the word hawan stole, put an extra one noon. Otherwise it has the same letters of hawa and alif. The ya or the karazabar, it has. Otherwise, the asli letters, the letters are the same. Fasari'u kulli hawa. That person that bows down to every desire of his, sari'u hawan, he will become zalil. The word hawa means desire, and the word hawan means zillat and disgraced. So if we're going to succumb to every desire of ours, this poem says, you will end up disgraced. You will become zalil. You see, that is why we have to oppose the nafs. اعلم أن مخالفة النفس رأس العبادة. It is the crux of ibadat. Oppose the nafs. And our Hazrat, he got such a soft, beautiful unwan. What he says, he doesn't tell you oppose your nafs directly like that. He says, Tore din sabar kar lo. Our Hazrat, what word he uses? Maqam Zaman Sahib. He says, Tore din could sabar kar lo. For a few days, make sabr. Just for a few days. This life is just a few days. For a few days, make sabr. Don't follow your desires. Succumb your desires. Eat it up for the sake and pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Just for a few days. And then see what Allah Ta'ala will have for us in store in the akhirat. So, Ibadi. change from within ourselves. We have to become better from inside. And don't make wrong ta'wils of the Quran and the ayat al-kareema. Don't do all those type of things. There's one hikayat that's very mashhur. Shawalillah rahmatullah alayhi brought this hikayat of Bayazid Bustami rahmatullah alayhi. He says, wal hikayatul mashhura an Abi Yazid al-Bustami, very pious servant. Lamma ra'a Rabb al-Izza fil manam. One day he saw Allah Ta'ala in the dream. Bayazid Bustami rahmatullah alayhi. Faqal, so he asked Allah Ta'ala, كيف الطريق إليك? How can I reach you? How can I come close to you? So Allah Ta'ala's answer to him was, اترك نفسك وتعال. اترك نفسك وتعال. Kill your nafs and come to me. Leave your nafs, come to me. Allah says, تعال. اترك نفسك وتعال. Then Bayazid Bustami says, after I saw this dream, I saw Allah Ta'ala in the dream. فقال, إن سلخت من نفسي كما تنسلخ الحية من جلدها. I shed my nafs like how a snake sheds its skin. After I saw this dream, I shed my nafs like how a snake sheds its skin. That's why to kill the nafs, we need Allah's help also. It's not easy to kill one person's nafs. To subjugate it is not easy, hard work. So just one thing, one, because he said he saw Allah Ta'ala in the dream. I remember I was in Jalalabad and news reached us that something happened to Hazrat in his room there. So we don't know, we first thought, you know, maybe Hazrat passed away or something, you know, something like, you know, people were really worried, something happened. So then they found out, no, Hazrat, mashallah, is still alive, everything. Sanaji. But last night, Hazrat saw Allah Ta'ala in the dream. Maulana Masrullah Khan. In his Sawaniya Hayat, it's written there in his biography that he saw Allah Ta'ala 3 times in his dream in his lifetime. Maulana Masrullah Khan. So Allah Ta'ala. So it is possible to see Allah Ta'ala in one's dream. See, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we all can see Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in our dream. And if we saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our dream, then there's shaitan cannot come in the appearance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You will see. But obviously we have to be close to his sunnats. We must read a lot of durood sharif. Then Allah Ta'ala will bless us with that fadila. And whoever sees Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his dream, then that's the sign my ustad used to say that Allah will grant him husne khatama, a beautiful mot. So if a person sees even one time in his life, if he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his dream, Allah will bless him with husni khatama. So one night the news came that Hazri saw Allah Ta'ala in his dream. So people went to ask Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ki aapne Allah Ta'ala ko dekha, what did you see? So Hazri was a very wise person. So he said that if I give you a mango to eat, and then I'll tell you, can you please explain to me the taste of the mango? How will you explain the taste? Just like how you won't be able to explain the taste until you experience it your own self. In the same way, I can't explain to you what I saw in the dream. I can't explain to you. So by way of this example, Hazrat Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that no, I can't explain to you. You see? So we need to ask Allah Ta'ala for help. Allah, give us tawfiq, the strength to subjugate the nafs. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, many ahadith used to make dua. Allahumma aati nafsi taqwaha wa zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha anta waliya. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself used to make dua. Allah give me tazkiyatun nafs. Allah purify my nafs, purify my soul. Then that's the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam also made dua. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa sayyiati a'malina. Allah, I seek refuge in you from the evil of my nafs. So from evil from within, Allah, seek help. I seek your help, I seek your refuge. Allahumma qini sharra nafsi. These are all the masnoon du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to ask Allah Ta'ala for help. Even Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam, a great Nabi, he made dua to Allah Ta'ala, wa ma ubarri'u nafsi, inna nafsa la ammaratun bisuri illa ma rahima rabbi. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also made dua to Allah Ta'ala, وَلَا تَكِلْنِي إِلَىٰ نَفْسِي طَرْفَةَ عَيْنِ وَلَا تَكِلْنِي. Don't entrust to myself, my nafs to myself. Allah, how I'm going to fix my nafs? Allah, you'd please turn it for me. So I turn it on the straight path. Give me hidayat. Give me taqwa. Keep me steadfast. Let me follow Quran. Let me follow hadith. Let me follow sharia. This is the dua we need to make to Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, our nafs will overpower us, and then we'll come zaleel in this world and in the akhirah. Allah Ta'ala save us. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.